Jerry Bader Show, 950-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Taking calls from conservative and liberals alike, and if you've been listening and you're a lib, the way I have treated other liberals who've called, I will treat you that way. I just want to know what you're thinking. Whatever you say, if you love that the president did this, I'm just trying to get a sense of what the left feels about the trade, the 5-to-1 trade for Bo Bergdahl. It is just amazing to me that the president didn't see what this blowback was going to be. Got a text on this at 79489. The president did this to show he is an Islam sympathizer. All of the military reports that have come out so far say he was a deserter. Well, that's Bergdahl. He is being investigated now. I don't know what that investigation is going to show. The president had to know this. Just had to. That he didn't realize that this would be widely unpopular, even on his side of the political aisle, is stunning to me, unless he lives in such an insulated world that he thought everybody agrees with him. Oh, no, this guy understands our military is bad. This guy understands that the noble thing to do, what walking away from your post, is that what Susan Rice meant by honor and distinction? I don't know. But I appreciate the liberals that have called, and if you still want to call, I will treat you, whatever you say, with the same courtesy that I've treated all the liberals that have called so far. Jason is letting me know if it's a liberal caller. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. The next two callers are not liberal callers. Sean in Green Bay. Sean, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I think you have a good theory and it's worth considering, but I'd also like to point out, we know that the normal notification period is 30 days. And he also said that he doesn't believe he had 30 days. It was of the utmost importance to do it immediately.
Right.
So do you think that there was something else going on where he wanted to prevent, say, another terrorist attack that he thought was credible?
Well, what they're arguing, now that's an interesting theory. What they're arguing is that they had video that showed Bergdahl's health was in imminent danger. Let's follow your theory a little bit then, Sean. How does this trade? So in other words, he gave up 5 ruthless killers in exchange for a promise that there wouldn't be a terrorist attack?
That would be the theory.
Wow. Okay. That theory could be more frightening than mine if he were to bend to that. I don't know how I feel about that. Craig in Cribbets. Craig, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show? Craig, you there? Going once. Going twice. Well, it's a nice day to be out on Lake Nakabe up there. Well, he just might have decided. Boy, I haven't been to Lake Nakabe in a long time. I haven't been to the Cribbets area in a long time. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. By the way, I mentioned this briefly earlier. The White House has apologized to Senate Intelligence Committee Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein, California Democrat, for failing to alert her in advance of a decision to release Taliban commanders from Gitmo. Feinstein told reporters that she received a call from Deputy NSA Advisor Tony Blinken Monday evening apologizing for what the administration is calling an oversight. How can both be true? How can they have fulfilled their duty, the 30 days notice to Congress before releasing someone from Gitmo, and at the same time apologize? It's bizarre. We do have a liberal caller coming up after Dave, but first, Dave in Appleton. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, this whole thing is screwing me. I think this guy's coming back here to do a terrorist attack here.
Here's what's kind of scaring me, is no theory seems implausible to me. I mean, it really doesn't, because this guy, and you hear the things that his father said, what is happening, David, look, I think the notion that we leave no one behind is a valid one. Thanks for the call. However, if it turns out he was a deserter, are you really leaving him behind? How's that for a question? And the only reason then to go get him or exchange for him is to bring him to justice. And I don't believe, well, we know that they didn't do this to bring him to military justice for being a deserter. It's just mind-boggling to me. It really is. Chad in Wisconsin Rapids is a liberal listener. Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I don't agree with the situation. I don't think he should have released him or made the exchange for him. But at the same time, I think it's kind of a lose-lose situation for Obama, because if this would have came out that he deserted him and he had the chance to bring him back to America and he didn't do it, the conservative talk group would have hammered him for that, too.
Okay, again, this is an interesting theory. So what you're saying is if the right found out that he had a chance to bring a deserter back and face justice, but didn't, he would then be criticized, but there's no evidence he brought him here to face justice. That would be my only response to that. And I know a lot of liberals listening won't believe that you're really a liberal, but you voted for President Obama?
I did.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. See, I've kept my word, haven't I? I mean, I've asked follow-up questions, but I've been a very good boy, see? I can. Andy and DePere. Andy, go ahead.
Jerry, the one thing I want to make clear is that there were heroes released that day. They just weren't our heroes.
Yes.
But really, it's the president, I think, that everybody's upset about. What if some American group went ahead and kidnapped some law enforcement officers, and then they wanted to have somebody released? You know, nobody thinks that should happen. Nobody should say that those kind of negotiations should ever occur. But that's exactly what happened.
Well, there is the conflict. This leave no one behind versus we don't negotiate with terrorists. These are the things that conflict here. Thanks a lot for the call. By the way, I heard yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to dig into this, that he was never, Bergdahl, was never officially classified as a POW. That no such record can be found. I heard that actually Sean Hannity had Jamie Dupree on, and they mentioned that. It's 9:58.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.